Om Shanti. Good morning. We have Nirmala Didi with us, and we are so fortunate to be listening on this topic from Nirmala Didi, because she has been having such a deep experience in her life for such a long period of time. And she is the right person to deal with this topic, wisdom in Brahmin life.
Om Shanti. Brahmin life is not only just knowledgeful life or yogi life, but there is wisdom. At each step we have to use wisdom. Baba is giving us Srimad. And all of you know what is Srimad. We need to wake up at Amrit Vela, connect with Baba, listening morely every day, and if possible in class. Before breakfast. Because sometimes nowadays Morley is available on the phone, on iPad, etc. So you can listen anytime. But Baba says, before you have breakfast, listen to Murli. Gyan first, then physical breakfast. We are Raj Yogi, Constant Yogi, Karma Yogi. So remember all this title and be really yogi. Service through mind, word, action. Through our attitude and vibration. Serve contact souls. Today Baba was saying, we have to serve the entire world. Not only our student, not only our family, but entire world, our responsibility as ancestor soul is to serve each and every soul of all religions. Not to borrow money or lend money. Not to give sorrow to anyone. Purity. And before printing anything, get approval from senior. There is a book, Wisdom of Dante Janki, 100 points. Don't think too much.
That's a wise advice.
If you are heavy, sit down, give your burden to Baba, be light. So we can't read all those.
Okay, Didi. Should we ask Dadi questions?
Ki, huh?
Should I ask questions? Should I ask question now? Didi, you said reading Murli, and that's one of the very important disciplines in our lives. That's knowledge. Baba is called as the ocean of knowledge. Of course, is the intellect of the wise. But also, what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Because I haven't heard Baba in the Murli using the word wisdom. He always uses word gyan, knowledge. So what is the difference between knowledge and wisdom?
Knowledge, I will say, about soul, Baba, creator, creation, and 84 birth cycle.
Okay.
Knowledge.
Okay.
Wisdom is implementing in a practical life. So that there is benefit, that we are moving forward and there is success in whatever we are doing.
Okay, so whatever knowledge Baba is giving, when we implement it in our practical life, in our actions, that's wisdom. Like, we become wise by gaining experiences. Okay. So Baba says, wisdom is to use the right power at the right time. Wisdom is to use the right power at the right time. So we are curious what powers Didi is practicing given your responsibilities now. Can you share with us?
Responsible persons, they need all powers. Because at different time we need to use different power. So the wise person will use the right power at the right time. You can't have only one power.
Yes.
Because situations, circumstances are all the time changing.
So right now, are you paying attention to a certain power or all powers? Like,
we need to have all powers.
Yes.
Use right power at the right time.
Yes.
But silence power is the most important.
Right. So you are practicing more of silence power, Didi? Okay, that's beautiful. Didi, Brahmin life is said to be a life of pleasure. Do you agree? Right? It's a life of pleasure, yet by constantly needing to be aware of Srimat and Maryadas, we become a little bit serious. How can BKs enjoy ourselves in this world, yet be knowledgeable about the philosophy of karma?
Yes, by following Srimad, Maryadas, on one hand, we become serious, but on other hand, the benefit we receive makes us happy, move forward, and we become obstacle-free. So it doesn't matter, the benefit outweighs the seriousness.
Yes. So by following Srimad and Maryadas, right, internally we become happy, internally we become lighter, so that internal happiness is there. So we don't have to worry about the external enjoyment or anything, right? So, yeah.
And internally also we have super sensuous joy.
Yes, that's the main thing. We experience super sensuous joy. Yeah. That's much more than the physical pleasures. Yeah. That's good. Didi, Baba mentions both Satoguni and Satopradhan stages in the Muralis. Satoguni and Satopradhan stages in the Muralis. Is there a difference between these two?
Of course.
What difference is there, Didi?
Satopradhan is highest stage. Sato is few percentage less. Like at the end of Satyuga, we reach Sato stage.
Okay, then later then comes Rajo, then Tamo. Okay, so after becoming BKs, we can easily become sometimes Rajo. You know, of course, we come above after making Purushad efforts. From Tamo, we raise higher and become Rajo. But as we make efforts, what do we need to make to become Sato now? From Rajo to become Sato, what is the effort we need to do in a short period? Because Sato is the ultimate purity of the golden aged stage. So how to reach there?
Naturally, to have Sato stage, one has to have meditation, because meditation can uplift us. So from Tamo to Rajo, we have to meditate. Rajo to Sato, we have to meditate. Sato to Sato Pradhan, we have to meditate more. So meditation is the key for our upliftment.
Just meditation is enough, or we need to check within ourselves? Just meditation is enough to uplift ourselves, or we need to do the internal work, any other work that we need to do in ourselves?
Meditation, attention, checking, because we have to keep on checking ourselves. Otherwise, Baba says sometimes we are like we are me too, think too much of ourselves.
Yes.
So check ourselves, get it also certified from seniors.
Yes. Because sometimes, Didi, there are some souls who do a lot of efforts, like meditation. They are like morning, evening, they are. But practically when we see in their actions, so we don't see that perfection. Yes, in meditation they are accurate every day, Amrit Vela, evening meditation throughout the day. They meditate a lot, but in actions that accuracy is not there. So then the question comes, is meditation enough, or is it anything else that we need to do.
Yeah, we need to keep on checking ourselves, because it's very easy to drift the mind away from Baba.
Yes. Okay. Didi, we Brahmins know our horoscopes according to Baba Srimad. Baba has given us our horoscopes, right? Some BKs, however, are concerned about their children's education, marriage, etc. So wish to consult an astrologer according to traditional methods. So is it wrong for Brahmins to consult an astrologer when faced with an uncertain situation, problems, children's future, etc.?
Before I give answer, I will ask, how many of you consult astrologer? Will you raise your hand? Nobody.
Even would they consult Didi, they wouldn't say now.
Good. That's real Jnani Yogi. Real Jnani Yogi will not consult astrologer, because we know everything is fixed in Rama. And whatever will happen good.
According
or
to
better.
Drama. According to drama.
And better.
Better also.
Past was good, present is good, future is better.
Yes.
So course. There will be something happening better. So, no need to consult astrologer.
Just consult Baba. Consult Baba, that's it. Okay. But they have that fear, don't know what will happen, what will happen. They have that fear, don't know what will happen to the children, what will happen to our future. So, what do we do with the fear?
It means there is not really full faith.
Faith.
Faith in Rama.
Didi, when people come, some soul has asked the question, when people come to me with lots of old sanskars, I find myself talking more than I want to, in order to give them a listening ear. Sometimes they behave in the same old way over and over again. So how should I handle such situations?
If anybody comes and repeats their problem to me, I will usually tell them, I already advised you. If you don't remember, now write it down.
That's not a good way. Yeah.
Otherwise, you are wasting time, your and mine. Our time is valuable. So, please don't come to me again and again with the same problem.
Okay.
You have to work on your own sanskar.
But okay, if that person is not coming again and again, if that person has come, but repeating the same, oh, this I'm having this, you know, like the same problem, exhibiting the old sanskars. So, sometimes in order to give solution, they talk more, you know, to give solutions. So, the sister or brother, whoever is asking, like when I speak more than I want, so they don't change. So what do I do with that? Sometimes silence works better than words.
It is good. Silence works better.
Giving sakash.
tell them to meditate.
Yes.
Take support from Baba and transform themselves.
Yes. Baba said, surrender even in your thoughts and all your weaknesses will automatically go away. Surrender your thoughts and all the weaknesses will automatically go away. Can you explain a bit more about this? What do you mean by when we surrender our thoughts, all the weaknesses will go?
What we have to do is, when we rely on Baba, we don't think too much. And have the faith that I am under Baba's canopy, Baba will help me. So then, because we have connection with Baba, weakness will go away.
Yes, then Baba is responsible. When we are following Baba Srimat, we surrender our thoughts. So then Baba becomes responsible for whatever happens. So then, yeah, weaknesses will go away. So also, how do we surrender our thoughts? If I always say, Haji Baba, Haji Baba, so does that mean surrendering to Baba? How do we surrender our intellect to Baba?
So, if you say always Haji to Baba, naturally you are surrendering to Baba.
Okay.
Once Baba gives direction, I should not think whether to do or not, but do it.
Okay. But sometimes in our life situations, it's like connecting to Baba and taking the directions from Baba directly, right? Sometimes in our situations, life situations. So how do I understand it is Baba's touching? If my intellect, I want to surrender my intellect to Baba, I want to do as Baba wants me to do, but it's a confusion. Is it Baba? Like, what is it that Baba wants me to do? Like, how do I understand that?
If I'm not sure, I can verify with seniors who I trust.
Okay.
Because naturally, not everybody can have link with Baba directly. Yes, Baba gives direction in Murli, so we have to catch it from Murli. We have to catch it with our clear intellect. If not, we have to verify with seniors.
Yes. So in Murli, Baba gives signals in various ways, according to the situations that we are going through in our lives. Human beings should have at least 6 hours of sleep. That's what people believe, right? So as to enjoy better health, according to a science-backed study on sleep. Sometimes Brahmins are not able to get adequate amount of sleep as we get up early for Amrit Vela, even if we did not get a good night's sleep. This could jeopardize our health. What is Didi's advice?
I had read one article in which they say those who sleep 6 hours or even less, they live longer than those who sleep.
Oh, okay.
Than those who sleep 7 hours or more or something. So, I think, if I think, I had less sleep, I didn't have good sleep, I will become sick. By just thinking I will become sick, I become sick.
It's all in the mind.
If I think, no, it's all right. I am in Baba's remembrance. Nothing will happen to me. So more we are positive, more we remain healthy.
Didi, would a powerful meditation, is it equivalent to a sleep? Like at least for 5 minutes or 2 minutes of seed stage if we experience. So is it equivalent to some hours of sleep? Something like that?
Yeah. Because many time, like Brahma Baba, he used to look like he's tired. So what he used to do is meditate and ask Lachhu Dadi, the Brahmani, to bring a pill of orange, and he was, within minute, he was fresh.
Eating one orange, and Baba is fresh.
And meditation.
Meditation. Yeah, we can use this technique.
I think, even...
You can have lots of oranges with you, you know.
Even Mahatma Gandhi also, he used to do like that. Just few minutes of meditation or prayer, he used to be fresh.
Yeah, using the right technique of meditation, properly and powerful meditation can reduce sleep. So Baba asks us to perform many drills. For example, Baba has said, for 1 minute, spread your light and might into the world with the stage of being a lighthouse and might house. What does Didi do when there is a drill like this? Spreading the light and might to the world. Do you consciously spread out light to the world? Or do you just connect with Baba and let him use me? What should we do during short drills?
I usually spread light and might during traffic control.
So taking that energy from Baba and then
spread it. But in the evening, I meditate. I let Baba use me.
Okay.
Because there is more time and I have to spread vibration, especially if I have knowledge about somebody being sick or going through hard time, I spread vibration, let Baba use me and spread that vibration.
Letting Baba using me means like, how do you do this, Didi? Like,
I'm just having aim that this meditation should help this soul.
Okay. Just during the starting, you have this thought, then later on just remember Baba. So then that you're helping that soul. Okay. So Didi, in current times, in which way do most BKs deceive themselves? Sometimes we deceive ourselves. So in what way do the BKs deceive themselves? What wisdom will allow us not to do so?
I think that previous question about sleep.
Okay.
I'm tired. I had to work so hard. I got intellectual work.
I don't have rest. I wouldn't have rest today. So do not. No, it's okay if I don't get up at Amrit Vela today. So in that way. Okay. Any other ways that do we deceive ourselves? Any other ways do we deceive?
I think so. Mm-hmm. No.
Sometimes, Didi, it's also like when we live in the laukik world, we have to balance the laukik and the alaukik life. And sometimes if we feel, okay, if I don't go to their house, if I don't eat from their house, maybe I'm doing disservice. Or you know, sometimes we deceive ourselves in that way also.
Yeah. If a nice tasty meal is there, that is possible.
Yeah. So just like in Ramayana, you know, Sita was attracted towards the golden deer, and then she had to cross, she crossed that maryada, line of maryada. So sometimes we get deceived and get attracted towards that golden deer. Yeah. In bhakti, it is said that people have to be God-fearing. However, in BKs, Baba says that you have to be God-loving, not God-fearing. But at times, when we err even slightly in our thoughts, words and actions, and do not strictly follow the maryadas, we tend to feel guilty. You know? Not fear, but at least we feel guilty. Not fear, but guilty. So Baba has also said, we will have to face punishment if we step outside the code of conduct. So isn't this also like having fear of God?
It is fear of Dharamraj. Mm. God doesn't punish. And that's why we say we have to be God-loving. Mm.
So what is the difference between God-loving and God-fearing? What is the difference between God-loving and God-fearing?
God-loving means we love God. Mm-hmm. And God-fearing is just as said, God in Christianity, they will say, you, because of you that Christ was punished.
Oh, okay.
So they are fearing of God. Mm. If you don't do this, you will have to punish.
Sometimes they say, on the path of devotion, they say God will curse you. So God wouldn't curse us, right? So yeah, His ocean of love. Yeah. We have to fear our own actions and not God. We have to love God. Didi, yeah. What is the secret of the ability to understand the hearts of people? Sometimes we need to understand the people. So what is the secret of the ability to understand the hearts of the people? What do you think, Sadhidhi? What is the secret?
As much as my mind is clear of my preconception, I can see what other people are thinking.
Yeah.
Just as in same question is Dadi Janki.
Yeah. We have seen Dadi Janki's wisdom in being able to tell each individual exactly what they need. Is there a spiritual practice or effort that is involved in being able to understand people's heart?
Main thing, my mind should be clean and clear. Mm-hmm. Then I can catch their feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No preconceived notions. No labeling of people. So when our heart is free, clean, then we can catch others. There's one online question that has come. In colder Western countries, it has been observed that vegetarian diet leads to many vitamin deficiencies. So then it becomes a choice between physical health and mental health. What choice to make?
To avoid B12 deficiency.
Yes. So Baba says vegetarian diet. So, but then vitamin deficiency will be there.
I think if people have balanced diet, then they wouldn't have any deficiency.
Even being vegetarian, yeah.
And after certain age, you can have vitamin B12
in the form of tablets.
Tablets, injection, etc., depending on how much deficiency you have.
Yes, there are ways that we can. And also nowadays people are going vegan, so they would find many ways to consume those vitamins anyway. It's not necessary that only non-vegetarian food, all these vitamins are available. Yes. So in remembrance of Shiv Baba, when there are BKs disliked each other and keeping gossip, what should we do when we are with them? So people, they are gossiping and you know they are disliking each other. So when we sit in meditation, so what are the thoughts that we can create so that we can reduce that negative vibrations?
I think what we have to do when people are gossiping, either you go away or change the topic.
Yes.
Because it's no point wasting our time, because gossiping is wasting time.
Yes. But in a place where others are gossiping, that this person is not involved in that gossiping, but we know that negative vibrations, wasteful vibrations are there, so we can't go up directly to those people and say stop gossiping. So at least subtly we need to do something. So what is it that we can work from within so that we can spread more of positive vibrations and cancel those negative vibrations?
Depends on whether your vibrations are more powerful than that group. Whether you are influenced or you are able to influence others.
Okay.
And if you are not able to influence them, it's better to run away from there.
Okay. Yes.
But if you are able to change them or their vibration, that's good.
Okay. The situation is, Didi, okay, not in that room, but okay, in a campus, like, if there are like that, so then what do we meditate? Like, to clear that?
Just yoga.
Okay. How can we overcome from our shyness in front of people while giving lectures?
While?
Giving lecture, when we have to talk on the stage, give a talk or go up on the stage and do something. So there's shyness, there's stage fright. So how to overcome that?
What Sudesh Ben gives example, that she will think, these are all Buddhas. She used to say that there was nobody in front of her. So on carpet, whatever flowers were there, she used to think, these are souls. So, if you think what people will think about me, then naturally you will be nervous. But if you think they are Buddhas or stone intellect,
So can we think that, okay, they are also souls. So then it's giving a positive energy. When we look at the bodies and their positions and their maybe their profession, then we get afraid. Then that fear, element of fear is there. So then when we are connected with Baba, then it's not there. Yeah. Didi, is it okay to use our money, cooperation with someone to create a physical hospital? If somebody is opening a hospital, can BKs contribute in terms of money to create that hospital, Lokik hospital?
How much money you have and how you want to spend. It's a good use of your money.
Yeah.
So it is also one type of social service. So, sometimes your relationship with people is such that when they come and ask money for hospital, you can't say no.
Yes.
So then it's fine to use it.
Yeah. At least it's been used for the benefit of the society. Yes, Didi. One more question I'll ask from here, and later on if you have any questions, please come forward and take. You have a mic, Dev Prakash. There's a mic there. If you want to take, you can take up that mic and ask the question. Okay. Is it part of sinful action to consume dairy products? If yes, we are really allowed to offer bhog with dairy products? Of course we are. Dairy products, Didi. We are allowed to use dairy products, right? Yeah.
We are allowed. But if somebody doesn't want, that's...
It's their choice.
That's your choice.
It's their choice. It's not Srimad.
Dadi Janki used to say, whatever in Madhuban is offered, we should be able to offer. Because in Madhuban, peda, barfi, basundi, etc.
Kheer.
Every week we have kheer.
Yes. So when you have left Gyan, can you still give a class or lecture about Baba's Gyan, like churning about Murli? If the person has left Baba, but can that soul still give Baba's knowledge to others?
They can give, but it won't have influence. Because they themselves are not following, so how can they impress anybody?
Yes. Anyone of you would like to ask any question, please come up near the mic. Yeah, please. If you have to come up near the mic. Can you be quick, please?
Om Shanti. So my question is, like I'm a working professional, so can I sleep after Amrit Vela before going to office?
Didi? Can we sleep after Amrit Vela before going to office?
If we don't sleep, it's better. But if there is a lot of time and you are busy whole day, you can sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? I think you're satisfied. Huh? No questions coming up. So, okay, Didi, I have one question here. Until anyone comes up here, I will be asking questions. Okay? If you have any questions, please come up to the mic so then I can stop asking questions. Okay? So, how can I learn the Murli effectively? Every day Baba speaks the Murli. So, how do I learn, absorb the Murli every day effectively?
Learn
means absorbing it.
What best would be when you are listening to Murli or reading Murli, write down the points. Because in early days what we used to do is different points on dharana, on yoga, on jnana, on seva, we used to write those points. So specially, if I want to imbibe those points, naturally I write down dharana points. If I want to churn jnana, I write down jnana points which I am going to churn throughout the day. If I want to go more into the depth of yoga, I write down yoga points. So we have to take some trouble of writing down, churning and paying attention.
Really, since the topic is about wisdom in Brahmin life, Mammai is called as the goddess of knowledge. So why in particular Mammai is called as a goddess of knowledge? What is the difference? Like why? Like what was her inculcation? What was her efforts in her life, so this title has been given to her, Goddess of Knowledge Saraswati, to Mama.
Mama used to churn a lot and imbibe also. Means all the four subjects she was paying attention. Wherever Baba used to send her, she used to go. Because Brahma Baba used to go to the only big center where there was big number of Brahman. Whereas Mama used to go wherever Baba used to send, even small center. Because I know Achal Ben was in Dharmashala and she was the only teacher. And Brahma Baba sent Mama to her. And she went. No waste thought as why there is no Brahman, why I am sent over there, no. So she was expert in all the four subjects.
And one of the qualities, maybe she was completely surrendered. Her intellect was completely surrendered to Baba. So, yeah, beautiful. Didi, how do I settle karmic accounts in form mental suffering? If I'm suffering mentally, so how do I settle my karmic accounts?
Mental suffering.
Yeah.
You are settling my suffering.
Yeah, that's it.
Settling by suffering.
Yeah.
But what she can do is, she or he, whoever is it, she can do is to take some medicine also. Because if she can't sleep or she suffers too much, then she can take sleeping tablets or something. So, or she can have counseling, etc.
Okay. Yes, brother, you have a question?
Yeah.
Switch on the light.
Okay. Om Shanti, I have a question about myself. Every night before go bed, I read my morally. I take up points, about 5, 6, 7 points. But then morning when I went to the center, I listen the morally all day, then end of the morally, we going to share the point. But thought coming like a pop out, like a popcorn. One thought coming, so powerful thought. My all 7 points are.
You forget the points.
No, not forget, but not that power.
Okay, before COVID, you used to remember those points.
Yeah. But I want to say that point, I want to share that point. When I come and finish my murali, I should share with the sister. That 7 points is disappear, but the come out the thought, very good point, powerful point. What happened my 7 point?
Okay. So the question is, Didi, when he listens to the murali, he remembers the points, many beautiful points, and but when he has to share the points, so he's not able to share all the points. Like, is that a question?
Yeah, no. The 7 point, that one is disappear. That one doesn't come out for my thought. But when I take the point from center, one is a powerful thought. One thought.
Yeah, you get that points. You understand it much more deeply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. During COVID, they used to listen, everyone would listen to the murali online from their home itself. So then it wasn't like when he reads the murali by himself. So the point is not so effective or so powerful for him. But then in the center, when he goes and listens to the murali, so then it's powerful in his mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Why is that difference? In the center, it's much more powerful when they listen to the murali.
Definitely, because the center's vibration are powerful, and It's personal. Because online is like a distance, somebody speaking online. So you can see the person, you can feel the vibration, you can have the benefit of the gathering. So there are many benefits of being in center.
Yes. The physical vibrations are different.
Okay, finish.
Okay, Om Shanti. So now we will have powerful 5 minutes meditation and Didi will give Drishti. We can take Drishti from Didi. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Didi. Thanks a lot, Didi.